Tears for Fears. Everybody Wants to Rule the World here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, 20th of January. The Monday that is...
Blue Monday.
God, it took you blooming long enough.
It took me a while. I was wondering why I felt so down. Of course, that is Blue Monday, yeah, today.
This is your opportunity, PJ Gallagher, if you choose to accept it, to be the most miserable sod you'd ever want to be.
Well, you know something, thankfully, due to Mo Salah and his band of merry tossers yesterday, I am
you can
quite
wallow
blue.
In it. You can wallow in it today.
I am, yeah, quite blue. Before Liverpool fans start texting in, just bitterness. Yeah, it is just bitterness. So shove that up your cup hole. What a horrible day for football that was. Oh, my God.
For the world of football.
Oh, for
anyway, yeah, Blue Monday. So today apparently is the day that everybody finds the toughest. This is the one where you're, you know, any sort of semblance of goodwill that you had from the Christmas time is well long since gone.
Yeah, it's where the brokest we're going to be for the year. It's everybody's...
Your finances are still miles away.
Miles away. We're all fecked to death with our money. What's the other things they say? Oh, yeah, that you've given up any hope of changing yourself. So that New Year's resolutions are well and truly in the garbage pile.
Yeah, they're broken.
They're
now
long gone. So Blue Monday, we've also realised we're essentially still only halfway through this absolute shitbaggery of a poor month. So we're still a couple of weeks from a paycheck.
There you go, eh?
Like it's...
waking up happy with PJ. Yeah.
So happy Blue Monday. Or at least have not the worst Blue Monday. And at least you can share it together.
It is unquestionably the worst of Blue Mondays.
And now this is when I turn around to Christmas lovers. Are you happy now? Yeah. Are you happy? Are you proud of yourself now? Yeah? Are you? Flippin' Liverpool fans, the luddiest.
That's cruel now.
I'm
not even sure you're allowed to hurl that level of insult at
anybody. Well,
Sorry. Why couldn't you just go for a normal swear word, for God's sake,
sorry,
instead of using that
sometimes
sort of language?
Sometimes I get carried. I'd like to publicly apologise. Remind everyone the views of the station aren't necessarily my own.
Brilliant. PJ Gallagher was reprimanded today for swearing. He called people Liverpool fans. We deeply regret this. Abomination.
A Liverpool fan with a brown paper bag in his head said, I don't know what's wrong with him.
Yeah, there's Madge Madonna with Like a Prayer here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 6:15. Morning to you, folks. Good to have you with us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Blue Monday, it supposedly is. We'll do our best to take the edge off it for you. 087-188-0008, of course, if you want to give us a shout at any stage. Right, are you ready for some birthdays, Mr. G?
Let's do it.
Right,
yeah, Blue
okay.
Monday now. I wouldn't be expecting too much out of me.
It's a weird kind of a mix, I have
especially
to confess.
Especially after yesterday. I still have post-traumatic stress after yesterday.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Watching that.
Your mind's not your own.
Oh, watching. Moany. Mo. Not getting that goal. Oh, God. Right,
are you ready for this? Here we go. Buzz Aldrin is celebrating his birthday today.
Ah, Buzz Aldrin. Gee, Brahimo, he's some age now at this stage, Mr. Buzz Aldrin. First man on the moon. Was he the first man
second.
On the moon? Second man on the moon. Lance Armstrong, of course, was first man on the moon.
Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, yeah. That's what happens. You do enough of that stuff, you can fly there yourself.
You can quite literally jump over the moon.
Yeah, yeah. So Lance Armstrong. And Michael Collins was the name of the other fella.
Yeah.
Who never got to get off the pod. Because he never got off the pod. He didn't get to walk on the moon.
Oh, yeah, that's... Did I tell you something? There's something so Irish about it. And there's no point saying he's not Irish. With a name like Michael Collins, he must have had some sort of Irish heritage.
And I do like the idea of a fella...
It's just such an Irish thing to go, no, I'm not going out. I'll stay in the hotel.
You're going out to stretch your legs. No, grand here. Michael, it's the moon.
Yeah, but it's the moon. You might...
I can see that. I'm looking at it out the window. I'm grand. Leave me alone.
All right. I'm grand. I'm going to have something to eat. Leave me alone.
Are you sure you don't want to start?
No, I said I'm grand. Will you leave it? There's something coming on now I want to watch.
Yeah,
but you're in space, man.
Buzz, he's staying here. He's in the humour. Don't ask him. I don't know what's wrong with him. Says there's nowhere. He wants to go for a toilet or something.
Yeah.
He's at the
he says there's no point going out there. There's no atmosphere. Hey! Come on!
He's listening to Gabe on the radio. Buzz Aldrin then. Looks like a bit of crack to
him. Right, come on, let's give you this one straight off the bat.
First Freemason in space.
Was he a Freemason?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so...
It's a significant one.
He's... Oh, well then... He's 100.
No, he's 90.
Oh.
God.
I definitely thought he was already in his 90s.
Man. Yeah, yeah. No, actually, supposed to be fair, yeah, that's probably... That's a reasonable mistake to make.
Yeah, he's 90. I thought he would have been older than that. Honestly thought he was in his 90s, because I thought I remember when he punched that lad in the face. Remember that?
Yeah.
Conspiracy theorists. I know what you do. You're never in the moon. He's obviously so sick of it since, 1969. He didn't even argue. He just punched him in the face.
Brilliant.
Which I think is brilliant.
That's fantastic.
These days, when every halfwit is allowed to have a thing, you just, shut up. Yeah. Punched him in the gob.
And he must have been the inspiration for Buzz Lightyear.
It had to be, didn't he?
But a name like Buzz, come on.
Yeah, he had to have been.
Had to be. Right, okay, what about Gary Barlow celebrating his birthday
Gary
today?
Gary Barlow, yeah. I don't know much about Gary Barlow, I'll be honest with you. Apart from the fact that he is supposed to be the brains behind Take That.
Yeah. He wrote all the songs, won a few Ivor Novello Awards.
Well, that's it. Yeah, he is actually the songwriter.
Santa was the one that got the slagging, wasn't he? Because he was good at the singing and the writing of the songs and everything. He wasn't a great dancer.
Was that it?
And he wasn't
exactly...
I always
thought it was your man, Mr. Orange, that got all the slagging.
Mr. Orange?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Reservoir Dogs now? Or
is that not his name? Jason Orange.
There is a Jason Orange.
Yeah, I talk with the man, the dopey smile and... What age is Buzz Aldrin? 100. Yeah, you think. Something he'd say. Gary Barlow, though, I'd say... Oh, he's around the same age as myself, actually. Maybe a little younger. Or older.
A little older.
45.
49.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Jeez, he's doing very well now.
He is.
Oh, my God, he's doing very well.
He's hanging in there, good. Good-o. Right, what about this now? Kirsty Gallagher.
Oh, I remember. Oh, she was great. Yeah.
What do you mean, was great? What's wrong with her?
She's not on telly anymore, is she not? She's long.
Actually, now that you mention it, I haven't seen her in a while.
I think she's
gone off.
Is she
not on Sky anymore?
No, I think... Last I heard, I don't know, I think she retired into the game. Did she not?
Retired?
Did she not have babies and do all that and just give up on it? Not just give up on it, but just...
Maybe, I don't know.
I think she left it behind her. I think she did. Maybe I'm totally wrong. She used to do a hidden camera show thing. Oh, not a hidden camera show. One of those, sort of, you've been framed type things was how she started, wasn't it?
Did she?
Yeah,
I never knew that. I always thought she was into sporty stuff.
No, I think she started with sort of family entertainment on Sky. I think that's how she started.
Yeah.
She has a very lovely head.
Lovely head. Lovelier head than Gary Barlow.
Yes.
Very
well
smarter
spotted.
Than Jason Orange. She has it all going on.
And of course, daughter of Bernard Gallagher. The Ryder Cup captain.
Oh, is?
One-time Ryder Cup captain.
I was just about to say, is that a cricketer or something? There, Ryder Cup.
Golfer.
I know. Golfer.
Ooh.
Who's also very good at cycling, by the sounds of it. I'm going to say... Oh, she's like 46.
44.
Ah.
44.
Fart out of it.
What about Will Young? Do you remember Will Young?
Will Young, which one was he? Was he the
Will Young
stuttery
was
fella?
The original winner of... Or was he the winner? Or the fellow who came second?
Is he the fellow with the stutter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was Gareth Gates, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Will Young was the other one who ended up being more successful.
I don't know him.
Did he come second but ended up more successful?
I'm sure I can't even remember which one of them talks.
Yeah, Will Young, he's what did he sing?
Yeah, you don't remember much about him either.
I think I better leave right now. That was one of his songs.
That was too confusing. I did not know where you were going with that sentence.
Yeah. Apparently he had a hit called Evergreen as well, and he did a version of Light My Fire.
Oh, God.
After that, I can tell you no more.
And here's me wondering why I don't remember him.
Can you not place him at all?
Not really, no. I can picture the other lad. I cannot picture him.
Well, they're probably roughly the same age.
Which one of them was the guy that came out as gay?
Will Young is.
Oh, so I do know him then. Yeah. Sorry, I do know which one he is. You have to pick the one that's the most, the most wallpaper type of a man. He's like 48.
41.
Oh.
41.
Sure, I hadn't a clue.
And the last one for you is Owen Hargreaves.
Owen Hargreaves?
Yeah. Celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, he's a fair age, is he? Well, he's not. He's like in his 50s, is he?
No. Owen Hargreaves.
Who am I thinking of?
You know, the football lad.
Yeah.
That played for United. Bayern Munich. Went to United.
Who am I thinking of?
I have no idea. Who are you thinking of?
What happened there?
What? I don't know.
I'm not
just said Owen Hargreaves and you went, oh, like he's in his 50s, is he?
Yeah. Do you know what? Who am I thinking of with the big mustache and all?
A big mustache?
Yeah. Satan Greavesy. Satan Greavesy, that's what I'm thinking of.
Oh my God. Oh, you're my thinking God. Of Jimmy Greaves.
Jimmy Greaves.
Instead of old Hargreaves.
Jimmy Greaves came into my head. Say he's some age.
I'll tell you something. I tell you, Jimmy Greaves wishes he was 50.
Oh my God. I was
or
only
in his 50s.
I was only on Friday watching a programme where he presented Wayne Rooney with his Player of the Year. Back in 2002 or whatever.
That's hilarious. You thought of Saint Greaves, Jimmy Greaves.
Yeah.
No, Owen Hargreaves, the Canadian lad.
The
played for Bayern and then went to United.
When you said this, I was there. Jim's lost his mind here. No, I was there. Jimmy Greaves never played for United in my head. And he definitely didn't do it in the last while.
Do you know that Owen Hargreaves is the only player to have played for England, having never lived in the UK?
What?
He never lived there.
I did not know that.
Before he played for England. Born in Canada. Well, grew up wherever
I'd
he grew
like
up.
I'd like to be able to slag him, but considering our history. Like,
oh, but that's what I'm saying. Sure, there's lads who played for Ireland. Never even knew Ireland was a country.
Where is he?
Yeah.
What?
Madonna never even knew her existed.
I'm in Glasgow now. I can't find the training grounds. That's the dads that played for us were like...
Right. Anyway, Owen Hargreaves. Apparently one of Fergie's regrets signing Owen Hargreaves. So the story
regrets
goes.
Regrets signing him.
So the story goes.
Well. What age is he then? He's like 46.
39.
Ah, farting. I haven't. I'm really that... this is my worst morning in a long time.
It's all right. It's Blue Monday. You're allowed.
I know. Yeah. But seriously... Jimmy bleeding Greaves, Jim.
Now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Well played, John. 6:32. How are you, sir? Welcome back to our humble abode.
Indeed. How are you all doing?
Grand,
super duper.
Blue Monday and all that.
Blue Monday. Yeah. So blue, Tara couldn't make it to work. She's devastated, I'd say.
Yeah, it's her least favourite colour.
Bereft, as you know. She's otherwise indisposed, apparently, due to and the onset of strep throat, apparently.
Strep throat, is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Some of us, you know, struggled on through weeks of illness. Well, I don't know. Don't want to make a big deal out of it, but some of us struggled on.
Yeah, I know. Well, in fairness, Jim, it's their first time off this year.
Actually, fair point, Jay.
Yeah, the 20th. We're 20 days in.
20 full days.
Fairness,
well, actually, no, to be fair, we were back on the 6th.
That 20 days is good going for Tara. Like,
it is.
You know, without getting this.
Yeah. I mean,
three hard weeks.
I mean, we must be getting close to a personal best there. Are we getting
three
close to a personal
weeks.
Best?
Championship record. Yeah.
Obviously, it must have been one of our New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Some people give up the smokes.
Yeah.
Other people give up taking holidays.
Oh, God.
I did well. But it's Blue Monday, for God's sake.
Going to need Google Maps to come in here again one of these days.
Elton John, I'm Still Standing. The New Radicals, You Get What You Give. Here are Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for waking up happy on this Blue Monday. We're going to try and take the blues away a little bit as best we can over the course of the next little while. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, just like Tracy, who apparently normally listens to the show via the podcast every day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because as much as she loves the show, she doesn't normally wake up this early.
Well, it is, yeah. This only the abnormal people of the world are up at this time, ourselves included.
So she says, delighted to be listening live. Well, Tracy, we're delighted you're alive and with us.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you for becoming one of the abnormal people.
And thank you for listening to the podcast as well. Fair play to you. That's good going. By the way, listen to this, right? You know the way we were talking about Kirsty Gallagher? It was her birthday today, or Gallagher.
I just read that.
Is she a Gallagher?
She called herself Gallagher, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because she spells it different. She
different,
spells
yeah.
a C, she puts a C in it and all, yeah.
Right.
She does be messing around with it, yeah.
Where's Gallagher from now?
Donegal.
Donegal, yeah. Right.
You know, Donegal is means Hill of the Foreigners.
Right.
And Gaul in Gallagher is the... Gallagher means foreign help.
Right.
That's what it means. So the Gallaghers were brought in to fight with the O'Neills.
You're an import, eh?
Yeah, everyone in Donegal is an import, apparently.
Wow.
We had our own state in Donegal before the Irish colonised us.
So this shouldn't be called Ireland at all. It should be called Gallagher Land.
Yeah, Land of the Gallaghers, yeah. Hills of the Gallagher Hills is what it should be called.
Anyway, so yeah, a couple of different kind of things on why she's not on the TV anymore.
Yeah, I remember one now. I remember.
It's true, is it?
It is the drink driving thing. That's what ended her. that wow. she was caught drinking and driving, and her kid was in the car.
Oh my God!
And that was what it was. And to be work has been fairly slow since then. Yeah. To put it mildly, that was what it was. I forgot
Cheers
all about
for that,
that.
Antoinette. Although somebody else said it was to do with betting.
Betting?
Don't know, yeah,
no, I don't remember that.
Mind you, she wouldn't have any restrictions on betting. I mean, being a sportscaster wouldn't restrict you in any way.
Well, maybe they do
like
have rules.
Part of a team or something.
Maybe they do have betting rules. They might well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it would look bad if you were winning a whole load of quids and someone sussed it. Even if you were playing straight, they'd be like, here.
Yeah, yeah.
There's someone on the old Sky Sports inside fixing the old betting machines or something.
They're getting the results first and then putting the bet on. Then putting it out later on. Anyway, listen, good to have you with us, folks. 0871 880 0008 if you want to give us a shout. Double Money Monday today. That would certainly change your attitude to Blue Monday, I can tell you. Because today is €2,100, if I'm not mistaken.
€2,100, yeah, Double Money Monday. It's a whole pile of cash then. Which are
That'll take
to
the edge off, big style.
Especially off Blue Monday, when we're still all hoping that we actually have jobs that pay us, because it's been that long since we saw a paycheck. You know what I mean? This month is so long. So there you go. That's for you. 0871 880 0008. You can register anytime this morning. Don't send your guess. And by all holy God means, go to classichits.ie and see the wrong answers. There's quite a few there.
And have a listen to the little clip as often as you like as well. Also, Magic Mike was just telling us there, the prize on the breakfast table quiz this week's a good one. We're celebrating the Dublin Racing Festival at Leopardstown. And I think we got daily prizes. Did I hear him say there was daily prizes?
He did, yeah, daily prizes. So you get your win another week where you win no matter what you get on the quiz.
Yeah, just for getting playing. On. And then there's a big sort of extra super duper special prize at the end of the
week. It's all about the horses with the old Leopardstown, yeah.
Oh, you have to love it. And what else is going on then? What else have we got today?
Well, we're going back to slagging off young folks who can't read.
Brilliant.
Watches nor clocks.
Always good.
Which I'm still upset about. And I don't know. After that, still working it out. We have to talk about dogs because I have a chance to talk about dogs. Yeah.
And it is Blue Monday.
Yeah, yeah. And it's about dogs and what they eat and how they eat better than most people.
Sorry, I just saw a brilliant text in from somebody. Who's this? Billy. Billy just sent a brilliant text. You know the way we're talking about Kirsty Gallagher, and it was the drink driving, and somebody else said it was the betting.
Yeah.
And Billy just texted in to say, maybe Kirsty Gallagher was betting on whether or not she'd be caught drink driving.
In a weird way, does that make her a winner or a loser?
I'm not sure, but Billy, that's a cracking text. Anyway, listen, 0871 880 0008 if you want to give us a shout. Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen, here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We've got to say a big happy birthday to Jackie Costello. She's on her way to work. Thanks, guys. Absolutely love the show. Hanks from Limerick. Jackie Costello, a very happy birthday to you. Now, what are we looking at? 7:09. Here are Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim.
Is it? Are you sure that's the time?
Oh, I'm looking at my digital readers here.
Yeah, digital clock. Any old halfwit can read a digital clock, Jim. But can you read a proper one? This is the thing. We spoke about this before, and Jim still actually genuinely finds it hard to believe. But the simple truth is, a growing number of young folks just cannot read a clock. They can't do it. To the point that the girls' school now has started to teach its students how to tell the time. I mean, this is getting mental because they just lack that skill, that basic skill, and it started to be a problem in schools because they have exams. So they're in the exam halls where you're not allowed to bring a phone or anything.
And there's a clock on the wall.
And they're looking at the clock on the wall and they have no idea how much time is left to the exam. So they're getting all stressed out because they can't read the clock on the wall. They can't do it. So a growing number of people basically we had Hannah here. Do you remember Hannah?
Yeah.
What age was she?
She was in her 20s.
She was in her mid-20s. And she hadn't a riddler's, how to do it.
Yeah.
To her, it was like Morse code. It was like you and me looking at a sundial, was the way she saw
it. It was okay on the actual old clocks. So when something was, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, that was okay. But
when
it was into the quarter past and the 10
to five past, she was like, yes, it's all getting a little bit difficult here.
Yeah.
And Jim had to see it to believe it. Like, he refused to believe it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
So there you go.
But she's far from alone then.
Far from alone. It's a genuine growing problem. People are sitting in exam halls and they have to put their hand up all the time and say, I'm really sorry, but I'm struggling here. How long is left in the exam? The teachers go, look at the clock. She go, You might as well tell me to stick my head in my bottom and ask who's turned the lights out. I don't know what that means.
And it's just because everything they see is a digital readout.
It's a digital readout. And everyone so now they've banned phones. There's a couple of schools that are banning phones from the school buildings entirely.
Yeah.
So that they'll just get used to reading the clock. They'll be able to finally like look at the clock and read it. Like, for me, that's such a basic skill.
Exactly. Was that not taught in school? I mean, is that not part of, like, I'm talking primary school?
It was when we were in primary
school. Exactly, yeah.
But I suppose they were drawing clocks on slates for us, Jim. Like,
yeah,
you know,
that's true as well, yeah.
It was so different. Like, there was... You know,
you make it sound like we're in a hedge school, man.
Yeah, well, pretty much it was prefabs. It was like, one step up from a hedge.
You make it sound like it was Little House in the Prairie where you were going with your little chalkboard under your arm.
Yeah, you used to have to go with your bag of coal to keep all the boys warm. Yeah,
but is that not happening anymore? No, people don't get taught the clock.
I guess they do, but they just don't pay any. Like, it's one of those things like teaching me algebra. It's like, yeah, I'll sit through it, but I'm never going to use it in my life. It'll never be relevant to me in my life. So why? So I'm not going to give this any real attention. I don't care.
Yeah. You should imagine, like, surely, like, you know, knowing the time.
You can name it. That
would be a pretty basic skill requirement.
One of the mad things, nobody under 30 has a watch. People under the 30s don't wear watches.
I think that's terrible,
right?
Shame.
They just
don't. I love watches.
Yeah, I love watches, but that's because we're elfless. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not talking pocket watches. I mean, I just like watches.
Oh, yeah, but a pocket watch is... That's
like
what it looks
jewelry.
Like. A wristwatch looks like a pocket watch to young people. They're like, look at your man. The old clock on his arm and everything. He's got a clock on his arm.
Who's he think he is?
Hello.
Flavor Flav.
I do believe it is 12 minutes past the hour. You know.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a real old thing. They just don't do it. Phones and... You know, of course, iWatches, smartwatches, all that sort of stuff. But the old analog watch, unless it's like a Gucci or a fashion statement.
Yeah.
But the idea of like you and me wearing a watch to tell the time is nobody under 30 does that.
Yeah. But it's weird, like, because we do that now in reverse. So when we're given the time out or whatever, and it's, you know, the clock says whatever it says, you know, 7:41 or something, we'll turn it into whatever to 8. Do you know what I mean? You give it out that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're saying that, like, people under 30 don't, they say whatever it is. They only think about it in those terms, in digital terms. Like, when it comes to them working out how long they have left in the exam, if it was a digital clock, would they be able to work it out?
Well, of course, yeah. You think they just have no concept of time at all, is that it?
I'm just wondering what it is that
you're
struggling with. Are they struggling with the working it out?
No, they just don't understand what the hands mean.
That's bizarre.
They look at that and they don't understand. It's like you and me look at the
Spanish. Even though they'd say 20 to 5 or
Yeah, they'd still say 20, because they'd see 7:40. Or, you know, they go, oh yeah, it's 20 to 8.
Yeah.
You know, but they'd look at their clock hands and go...
It's like they're looking at Chinese.
They'd be like, how many stones past the pebble is it? I don't understand what this is.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Sundial.
What is the world?
We're helpless, Jim.
Oh, Love Shack from the B-52s. Almost 20 past 7 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Another birthday in. Cormac is celebrating his 50th birthday today. Milestone birthday for Cormac.
Very good. That's a huge one. The 50th.
Arriving at the fifth floor
on
there.
On the fifth floor. Enjoy every bit of it.
And Michelle was on to wish him a very happy birthday. So Cormac, have a cracking day. We'll see what we can do about getting your tune on.
So remember, we were at that story we did about 3 weeks ago where 50 is apparently the peak of happiness in your life.
That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You're miserable up to then.
You're
and then
miserable
it starts getting
and
better.
Then after the 50th, you're into peak happiness now.
That's right.
So I hope you are, anyway. And if you're not today, you will be during the week.
Hasn't worked so far.
I know, but you have to put up with me and loads of other else stupid stuff.
By the way, on the clock thing, right, Margaret was on and Sarah was on in Selbridge, both to confirm that, yes, they still teach the clock in primary school.
Right, well, then
Sarah,
why are they all forgetting it then?
Her youngest is learning it at the moment and they're in second class.
Well, why are they all forgetting it then? It's unusual.
It's weird,
then.
Isn't it? And also, Jer was on in Cork. Says, I had to learn the clock as part of French for junior cert exams.
Well, it's no wonder.
To be fair.
If they taught it to you in English, maybe you'd know how to use it.
Well, remember having to do it in Irish.
No.
Lahore, Teresa, Jehar, whatever it would be, you know what I mean?
I don't remember doing that now.
You'd have to learn the clock in Irish.
Well, maybe, yeah. I don't, I didn't really attend school. You know, I was enlisted. But I didn't enlisted. Really intend. Do you know what I mean? So
anyway, they've no blooming excuse for not knowing it.
No.
Mind you, the one thing I would say is, right, in an exam situation, if that's the only issue, right?
Yeah.
Would it not just make more sense to have like a big readout that just counted down the time you had left? Started at 3 hours or something, or whatever they get.
That's a much better way of doing it.
And just let it count down.
And in fairness, here's the two of us laughing and slagging.
Yeah.
People who are doing exams that we wouldn't know the answer to one question in the whole exam. But the two of us are going,
excuse me,
you
speak for yourself.
You can't even read a clock, you ticks. You know, it's a bit, you know, like.
But I'm sure there's an equivalent for us. I'm sure if we thought about it, there's an equivalent.
Of what we don't know.
Of like something that some, you know, people take for granted, as in it's the easiest thing in the world, but we couldn't do it.
Yeah, like, or actually, everything in the exam paper. Yeah.
Actually, what am I saying? For God's sake, if you just turn it in reverse, like all the stuff that, you know, people under the age of 25 probably find second nature.
Well, it's the fact that I
like
still.
Like technology.
Well, I still argue with automated answering talk. You know, I ring the ESB and they're like, press 1, but I'm like, I don't want to press 1, hello, for bill payment plus 2, I don't, hello,
Santana, Rob Thomas, Smooth, here at Classic Hits, 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim with a hit bit on the way for Double Money Monday, €2,100, very tasty. If you want to play, just let us know that you want to play. Don't give us your guess, as PJ mentioned earlier, because it wouldn't count anyway, and people get a bit frustrated by that.
They've texted
in stuff. And
when they hear the winner and they go, I guessed that months ago.
Got to do it with us live on the radio for everybody else to hear. But 087-188-0008, if you do want to play, as I say, it would certainly take some of the blue out of Blue Monday today.
Absolutely. Look, it is. It's Blue Monday. It's the time of year, the day of the year, where we're at our lowest ebb. When it comes to basically everything, yeah. Christmas people,
are you
happy now? Are you happy? Are you delighted with yourself now, Christmas people?
They did this as an actual formula, didn't they? They did one year. They did it. It was an actual. They broke it down into formula. Days away from something and days before you get paid. And
yeah, but,
distance from your
Christmas,
holiday,
all of that stuff,
weather stuff, and you know,
everything. Days from holiday. Yeah, like they says, when it's so long since you've been paid, you've had to spend so much over Christmas. Everybody's very annoying. It's very cold. It's very dark. You know, we've gone through the darkest day of the year. Isn't that long ago? It's misery day. Blue Monday.
But
how do we beat the winter blues? How do we push on? Tips. I'm going to give you.
Right. Listen
what
up, people.
What I have read
it.
Are good tips. These are not my own life hackeries, in fairness. These are very wishy-washy, which you can already sort of guess my attitude to some of them.
Right.
But these are your tips. This is your way to get through Blue Monday. They say tip 1. Reframe your emotions, Jim. So remain vigilant against negative emotions. Don't be consumed by them. In other words, don't wallow in it. Don't go, I'm so, what a load of pucks. I hate all your, it's so long. Oh, the jammy jimmy. And look at your man over there, delighted to smoke because he's got gloves and he's not freezing. Whatever. You know, it's the usual thing. Appreciate what you have. It's that thing. Try and focus on what you have. And then they say, try and do a little bit of meditation that way. So don't just like focus on what you're like. Take time out of your day and sit down nice and quiet and go, right, what's good? What's going on? What's a good thing? You know, do all that sort of stuff. Right, whatever. They say that can increase your state of mind by 16%. But you know, good bolster.
Yeah, that's not a bad start. If you're 16% up,
it's a good, meditation, you know, bolters people's motivation, confidence, and helps them stay relaxed. And I've never been able to pull it off. I can tell you that much. Meditation. Put me in a room. All I'm doing is just going, what am I doing sitting in a room with nothing on? Not even a distraction here. At least put a dog in or something.
You'd be the worst meditator ever.
Oh, yeah, I can't do it. No. I'm like, at least give me a dog. Something I can play with here.
I've never seen you sit still unless you've got like some sort of implement in your hand.
A device or a device or an animal.
Yeah.
Or food.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can sit still. And even at that, more than 2 minutes. Get out of it. Get out of it. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not sure meditation is for you.
It's not.
But still.
Tip 2, manage stress. So at Christmas, it's come and gone. We've no major holidays to look forward to, right? You know, even if they're booked, like it's like July.
Yeah, they're ages away. Yeah.
Months away. So, big bills to pay and the whole lot. So they say structure your breathing. Because that's going to pay the bills. That's going to pay the bill. That's going to make your holiday come fast. Structure your breathing, right? This is an advice from Miss Ramotsky, who obviously is trying to sell some meditation.
She's trying to sell breathing.
Yeah, so, in overwhelming moments, you can sit down, you can reset, reactivate your relaxation response. So deep breaths help unwind and stressful moments, and that does nothing to address what she said it would address, which is wait until July before you get a break. Grant, Miss Romotsky, do one. Sleep well is tip five. So sleep, this is actually a good one, in fairness.
Yeah.
Do everything you can.
If you can, sleep well.
If you can, but try.
If you're plagued by the old insomnia, that's...
Yeah, yeah. But try,
I was
going to
say it's a nightmare, but it's not. You'd actually take a nightmare.
It's a living nightmare.
Yeah.
But it is a good one if you can. It's like, try and get busier during the day, like with sort of exercise or whatever. Or
yeah, to tire yourself out.
Try and get up early, even on the weekends, and build up that pattern so that you actually, your circadian rhythm means you're getting...
You're big on the old circadian rhythm,
aren't you?
I'm big
on it. I'm not bad at this now.
Yeah.
I'm not bad at this, yeah. You know, this, like... You know, people that go, I'm just look forward to a lie-in on the weekend, and they lie into the time that they normally be having a lunch, and then they wonder why they can't sleep on a Monday night or a Sunday night.
I'm afraid that I may be that person.
It's like you're just torturing yourself. Mm. So try and keep your sleeping pattern more or less the same.
Right.
You know, maybe an hour later going to bed and an hour later getting up on the weekend, and you'll still feel like you've had the extra rest. That's lounging around you like... Putting on the house coat and then going down lying on the couch and going to sleep. Getting out of bed to go downstairs and go to sleep.
Have you been spying on me?
Yeah. I don't know.
Right, sleep's a big one, though.
Sleep's a huge one.
That affects all sorts.
It does, yeah. Tip four, invest in you. So self-focus. These are very wishy-washy, rubbishy old things. You know, they say, make yourself a cup of tea. Indulge in some television. As if we don't all do that every chance we get. You know, take time outside
to have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think of that?
Invest in yourself, a bit of self focus. Are you joking? The problem, we're the reason we're all blue, Miss Romotsky, is all we're doing is self focusing. You don't know Irish people. The last thing we want to do is self focus.
Yeah.
We've been beating ourselves up over stupid stuff all the time. Tip five, stay focused, right? So this last one. So your focus starts to wane at the start of the year because, you know, your New Year's resolution, you've probably given up on yourself.
Yeah, that's gone.
You know? So you start feeling a little bit ashamed and disheartened with yourself because you've let things go. And let's face it, our trousers may not fit like they used to in November. You know? So they just say, stop worrying about the here and now. Stay focused. Just say, yeah, they don't fit now. Maybe I'm broke now. But in a very short amount of time, this will all be in the past, and I'll be in the, you know, sort of, I'll be in the better times. The days are getting lighter. It's about sort of looking forward rather than looking at the now.
So basically, that's boiled down to, sure, things can only get better. Is that what this all boils down?
Everything Miss Romotsky says, still, in fairness, if you're like me, confirms that this is a crap day.
Yeah.
You know. So it's like, whatever, she can do all the deep breathing she wants. I have my own methods.
So that's really better. So. Have a cup of tea, have a deep breath, sit in your own for a while,
meditate,
in a bit of silence.
Yeah.
And
continually
and think,
get up and on.
Sure. It's so bad now, it can only get better.
If you're all right, Mr. Romotsky, I'm going to whinge through it. I'm going to bring everyone down with me.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit. It is worth 2,100 quid on a double money Monday. So loads of cash to try and get your hands on today. It sounds exactly like this, because that's what it is. So if you have any ideas, you know what to do. But this morning, it's Alana, Gavin and Mead is going to go for us. Hi, Alana.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm not bad at all, Alana. Thanks a million. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was good, yeah. It was busy, but good.
Busy, yeah. What were you at? Yeah.
I had rehearsals. I'm in a local pantomime, so I had rehearsals.
Oh, wow.
Weekend, so.
What part are you playing?
Well, I'm a ghost.
You're a ghost?
What's the panto then?
It's Hotel Transylvania, I think, out.
Oh, brilliant.
Good stuff. And when does it start?
It starts on the 7th of February.
Brilliant. We'll be down.
Definitely. Damien Farley, sure he's killed, man. We'll have to get him up to you.
Sure, he's probably in it.
Yeah. Right, so, Alana, we'd love to give you a few quid. €2,100, what do you think?
Is it Midnight Oil, Beds Are Burning?
I don't know, but I love
Beds
that song.
Beds Are Burning. Right, you know who we're going to have to ask now? We're going to have to ask Slasher Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Slasher Hogan, whether or not he's...
Oh,
Mike,
lads.
Are you okay?
Are you all right?
It's have a miracle.
Have you lost a lot of blood? Can you see straight?
No, they managed to keep the leg.
They kept the leg,
did
they?
I have two legs, yeah.
Oh,
but, yeah,
I'll tell you something.
I'll tell
yeah,
you,
yeah.
lads. Miraculous that I'm even here today.
Wow, yeah.
For those that don't know, poor little Mikey had stitches in his leg over the weekend.
Yeah, put, yeah.
Doing a very dangerous thing, like putting out
recycling.
The bins.
Recycling. Yeah.
He managed
a very dangerous thing, it turns out.
Oh, God. Alana, you want to see the drama. The poor fella tried to recycle and ends up in hospital. Yeah, it's just brilliant.
She, and he insisted on being carried in here on a stretcher and everything. It's unreal. Unreal.
Anyway, so, Alana, the time has come to tell you you're wrong. Sorry.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, Alana, listen, best of luck with the panto, okay?
Thanks a million.
Take
see
care.
You later, Alana.
Cheers.
Take care.
Bye-bye now.
Right, so Anne Sweeney is in Dublin then. Hey, Anne.
Hi, PJ. How you doing?
Not bad at all. How are you, Anne? How was your weekend?
Good, good, good. Yeah, just quiet. Yeah, I left the sofa like you.
Oh, yeah. So you did the opposite of what Alan was doing, dressing up as a ghost for the weekend.
Well, I'm in rehearsals. I'm getting ready for work.
Yeah. Oh, I know that feeling. Yeah,
close enough.
That's what I call Sunday a rehearsal, to be honest with you.
And to be fair, our work is a bit of a pantomime as well. So
yeah.
Kind of.
At least Jim is the only one that dreads meeting the other person in the morning. Right, so Anne, we'd love to give you some money. What do you think?
I think it's B52's Love Shack.
Love Shack. Shack!
We played it earlier on. Slasher, what do you reckon?
Well, Slasher says...
No.
I'm going to drop a bomb here, unfortunately, and tell you you're wrong. Do you get that? Do you get that?
No, wait a second.
Yeah, the B-52 is a plane.
I might have a leg slash, but nothing wrong with the head, lads.
Tell you.
Yeah, no, the dent has been on the head for a long time.
That was worth it.
Right. Listen, Anne, have a great day. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Cheers. Anne, have a good one. Bye-bye. Right, there we go. Slasher Hogan in top form.
Oh, God. We should ask you. You have to come in and actually tell us about your...
I'll tell you.
I'll tell you what, lads. He's going to write a book and everything about it.
Wait till you hear what he had to do in the shower this morning. That's the best part of the whole story.
Saw me life flash in front of my eyes. Wait and I tell you.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, I'm not unreal.
Talk about a drama.
The drama, like.
Anyway, listen, you can have another go at the hit bit with Damien Farrelly, 20 to 5 this afternoon. Aha, take on me here at Classic Hits, 8.5 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. Blue Monday, apparently. We're doing our best to try and take some of the blues away.
Blue Monday indeed, yeah.
So they say. But anyway, a couple of people who won't be having a Blue Monday because they'll be having a birthday instead. Liam Cantwell, happy birthday to you, sir. He's 8 today.
Happy birthday, Liam. You're beating all the blues today. You're well ahead of the rest of them. Hope you have a great
There's
day.
There's no better day to have your birthday than on the day you were born.
Ain't
it really
true.
Is. It's fantastic. It works
coincidentally,
out so well.
Mine is exactly like that.
Is it? That's extraordinary the way that works. Liam Cantwell, happy 8th birthday to you. And also, somebody's been on to say, can you wish my wonderful partner Mike a very happy birthday? Lots of love from Laura and Caleb and Emma. Thanks, guys. Love the show. So Mike, who is associated with Laura, Caleb and Emma, a very happy birthday.
Associated, yeah. My partner in work. With yes, happy birthday, Mike, as well. Now, listen, you know I'm a dog lover. There's no getting away from that. Yeah.
You never mention it.
I know. Well, look, the fact that we're talking about them now is because any single chance in the world I get to talk about dogs, I'm going to take it. God's angels on earth, they are.
Oh,
dogs.
Look at that. Very poetic.
Here just to, the only reason they exist is to cheer everybody up. So we all love our dogs.
Yeah, you could do it. It's kind of like they'd be like a therapy pet today on Blue Monday.
I know. Yeah, we should. Should be dogs in the workplace for the whole.
Should have brought one with you today.
Oh, I don't think. If I had known Tara was out, I would. She's the reason I don't have a dog. I don't know. I think I'm allergic. I'd need a month off now if a dog came in here. So I can't do that, unfortunately. I wonder if I could, if I'd be bringing all sorts of trouble in if I start bringing dogs in here. It's enough I come in here in pairs of shorts for half the year. So a quarter of dog owners now, this is the new study, have admitted that their dogs have better diets than they do. A poll of 2,000 dog owners last week has said that 33% spend more on their dog food and snacks than they spend on themselves when it comes to actual home cooking. Now that's
stop
an outrage.
The lights.
I'd believe that.
So somebody's weekly shop or whatever in terms of the food they buy for themselves.
Yeah, they'd be
is less than what they spend buying stuff for their dog.
I'd well believe that if you're buying the healthy stuff and the good stuff and all for your dog, And so then people...
Why, is it mad expensive?
Yeah, it can be. If you're doing... You can't... There's no need for to... Now, like, you can get all the real mad good stuff and all this, you know. You can get all of that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Imported yak and all this stuff. You don't need to do any of that. But you definitely... I think most people would definitely... Their dogs would eat better than they would. Like, you'd never get your dog a pizza on a Friday night and a cigarette.
Oh, you mean actually genuinely healthier? As in
yeah.
better quality products and
Most
stuff?
Most people's dogs would eat healthier food than they do.
Right.
Yeah, they imagine you never have a sit down.
Because the dogs aren't having things like chocolate and all that sort of mad stuff.
Yeah, like you'd never sit down and have a donut and a fag with your dog. You know, you wouldn't do it.
When you say that, Pete.
Because the dog would die, and you wouldn't want the dog to die, but you go to yourself, I don't know, we'd be grand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, you never sit down and say, but I'll get a curry chips for the dog on the way home, he'd love that. Because it's not healthy.
Are you saying you could benefit from eating your dog's diet?
Well, I definitely think that probably sitting down to a bowl of dog kibble is probably not an ideal way to carry on. I definitely don't think... I'm not going to go back and say, do you mind if I have a bowl with some milk on it to the dog? You know, sit
yeah,
down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even if it is healthy, I have this weird thing where I like a bit of flavour in my food.
God,
and I enjoy,
you're so demanding.
I enjoy the unhealthiness of it all. But it does go a step. Maybe it's not too far. Maybe it's the right thing to do. I don't know. But part of this survey says that 27% of dog owners are now admitting that their dogs are going on to vegan and vegetarian diets.
It started, PJ.
It's begun.
This is it. This is the start of the schism.
And
dog lovers will start to separate.
This is over a quarter of dog owners are now putting their dogs on vegan diets and all. Now, here's the thing. Here's the problem I have with it. Fair play to you. I know it's better for the environment.
Yeah.
I know.
But you shouldn't be eating vegans.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. Your dog would eat a vegan. Your dog would eat a vegan. That's the problem. Your dog... You say my dog is on a vegan diet. He's not. It's just that's all that's available.
Yeah.
If your dog finds... if you think your dog is going to walk by a sausage factory and not get the... the time of his life... You're totally wrong. Your dog...
Or stick his nose up to a decent chicken breast.
Yeah, do you ever see a dog looking at a chicken roll? It's like the way I used to look at Kate Moss when I was a young fella. It's like, it's just unbelievable.
Somebody's texted to say, my dog gets a packet of ginger nuts in the shopping every week.
That can't
be a good thing, can it?
Dad, stop doing that. Would you stop doing that? The poor dog.
Oh,
and then you
dear.
Wonder why he's licking himself in front of the fireplace or whatever. Or dragging his bottom along the carpet. You can't be doing that.
Because of his ginger nuts.
Yeah, you're definitely... Ask your vet about giving a packet of ginger nuts to your dog. You're not supposed to be doing that at all. I'm sure you... they're going, but he loves it. That's not the point. The same way you love probably a cigar every so often.
So that's what should have happened then. All of this business about new year, new you, people getting fit, all that sort of stuff. Somebody should have brought out the canine diet.
The canine diet. That's what's coming next.
So what is it?
That's what's
Kibble
coming next.
And what else?
Kibble and treats, I suppose. You know, you get a handful of treats just if you learn to sit down properly or something. This is about the veganness as well. Like, so the veganness, the paleo diet, they're putting some of them on, which is just meat, if I'm right, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, hunter-gatherer stuff.
Sort of raw food just for the dog and all of that. I don't know. You don't need to do it. Like, your dog doesn't... Your dog's not fussy. You know, your dog isn't fussy. There's no need to put them through your nonsense. There's a 150% increase now in dogs who are now apparently vegan or vegetarian. 150% increase in vegan or vegetarian dogs.
It's the look of depression on your face when you said it.
I know how the dog feels. That's what's driving me mad, you know.
Yeah.
You're sitting there with your vegan, with your bowl of beans, and your dog is sitting there with his bowl of kibble, and he can smell the chicken next door, and he's going, is there any chance you could put that hole in the hedge there again? They'll go around and I can beg through the door. Even just a look at the chicken, please.
Yeah.
I know how the dog feels. We've all been that dog. You know, Snackbox United.
Face of Base, all that she wants, 18 minutes past 8. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. A couple of the WhatsApps in after that little story. Somebody's been on to say, morning lads, my fiance is a vegetarian and her dog goes mad for cucumber. She knows when you take it out of the fridge.
Cucumber?
See? Who knows, PJ?
Right. I dare you to do this then. Get a sausage in one hand and a cucumber in the other. See which one she goes for then.
See how that works out for you. Somebody else, Mike from Galway, has been on to say, we used to have a dog that would only drink his pot of tea It's a pot of tea.
I used to give my dog a cup of tea every morning, but then I was told
that if it didn't have 1.5 sugars in it, I assume that means he wouldn't drink it if he didn't have 1.5 sugars in it. Also, wouldn't eat his Sunday dinner. He got the same dinner as us. If it didn't have mum's gravy on it.
Ah, for God's sake.
Bisto and all that sort of stuff wasn't good enough for him. Was apparently.
Jeepers, he's a fussy fella, wasn't he?
So there's a lot of it out. Look at this. Who's this from? Maria, I think. Our border collie gets 2 tuck biscuits going to bed every night. They have to be the real tucks, though. As she turns her nose up if it's like the Aldi brand.
She's not into the budget crackers.
Unbelievable.
Not into the budget crackers. Mad for the real thing, yeah?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Also, somebody now, here's the serious one from somebody in 6 Mile Bridge. I don't know who it is. Let me see if I can find the name for this, right? See who this is. This
Ardia.
Or Ardia, yeah. Says, so this I assume is by way of like anti-vegetarianism or something, or anti-veganism or something. Dogs can't digest chlorophyll, the green in vegetables. Hence they eat grass when they have an upset stomach to induce vomiting.
That's actually true, yeah. That's so, actually true.
There you go.
But they can eat all the beans and all that old nonsense. You know,
The non-greeny ones.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ardia. I don't think dogs would choose this diet for themselves. I'm willing to put that to the test in any given day with any given dog.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm with you on this. Definitely. They can't eat that into vegetables, really. Like, they can't eat onions either. They're toxic to them.
Well, there you go. They're straight
grapes
away.
Are toxic to them. Anything in chocolate is toxic to a dog. Yeah, it all gives them the runs. I think the only thing they can eat properly is an old full Irish breakfast.
Annie Lennox, Walking on Broken Glass. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Yeah, walking on broken glass. I mean, who'd do that, eh?
Who'd be stupid enough?
Who'd be ridiculous enough?
I mean, honestly.
Imagine a grown-ass man actually kind of allowing that. I mean, just...
I suppose there's always a circumstance in which it would happen. Yeah, maybe like a war zone.
Exactly. You know, when you have no control or whatever.
But it would definitely never happen to a grown man when he's doing a bit of recycling anyway.
Not at all. I mean, who'd have thought recycling was such a dangerous occupation?
Eh, Mike? Who'd have thought it, Mike?
It is dangerous. I'm going to give like a warning out this morning. Be careful, ladies and gentlemen, when you're trying to do something good for the environment, you could end up in A&E.
See, they don't tell you that when you're a, you know, climate change campaigner, do they?
I tell you.
You run the risk of slashing yourself.
Poor fella. He never got to finish his avocado toast or anything. He was off to the hospital.
Shocking.
So what happens? You go on, tell us your story.
Well, in truth, my in-laws were coming to visit and I decided to clean up the yard a bit because it was sort of ridiculous with bottles and all the rest of it. And then a few jars and all that, and I threw them into a plastic bag, like a Lidl bag.
Oh, I thought you meant you were locked.
No, I was locked.
Yeah, when you said a few jars. Yeah.
Oh, no. Funny enough, when I went to A&E, that's the first thing they thought.
Yeah.
The nurse said to me, were you out last night? I said, no, I actually wish I was out last night. This is the most ridiculous explanation. Anyway, so there was a broken shard sticking out of the bag and it smacked up against my leg and it sliced my leg.
And did it go through your jeans or whatever?
I had trousers on, yeah. My work trousers, if you don't mind.
Oh, for God's sake, ruined.
I have work trousers.
Yeah. Oh my God, Mike's so grown up.
I don't use them in normal days.
It's normally the stuff he wouldn't wear when he wants to present himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So basically the shard sliced through the trousers. There's a big hole in the trousers and went into my leg and cut it. Yeah, it's about an inch across, about a centimetre or so.
And you went and had to do the whole tetanus-y thing and all that.
Yeah, to give me a tetanus because...
In the bum?
Not in the bum. I thought it was going to be in the bum.
Where'd you get it?
I got it in my arm, my upper arm, which I was kind of happy about. Yeah.
PJ's disgusted now. They
insist
on giving him one in the bum all the time.
Well, I was just hoping to be some added humiliation to his woe. That's all.
No, I thought it was going to be in the bum. But anyway, it wasn't the most painful thing I've ever had, which is really weird. I don't know, it mustn't have hit a nerve or something, I don't know.
Wow.
But it was bad now, and I went into my missus and she said,
so did you fall down in a big heap, clutching your leg?
I was actually very brave, lads. I was
very brave.
I actually said, I think a plaster will do that. To which my missus thought I was in some sort of weird shock. Yeah. And bundled me into the car. Still going, I think you're in a little bit of shock. I'm like, I'm sure I'm not. But yeah. I didn't want to go to A&E and be embarrassed. I know. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I broke my nose tying my shoelaces. I know exactly what it's like to be embarrassed in A&E.
Were you in A&E for that?
Of course I did. I smashed my nose in on my face.
Yeah. That must have been the greatest conversation ever. Yeah. So what happened? Did you fall? No. Were you involved in a fight? No.
No, I was pulling my laces real tight and the lace broke and I punched myself in the face and now my nose is really crooked and I can't look at myself.
I still think that's the greatest injury I've ever, ever heard. You punched yourself in the face and broke your own nose.
Jim, we're talking about Mike now, if you don't mind.
Sorry.
We're talking about Mike.
So, sorry, I forgot. I mean, obviously, next to kind of, you know, slashing yourself with the recycling. Yeah.
That's the slasher O'Toole over here. Yep.
So as I was waiting in for a doctor anyway, a nurse came in and I said, honestly, do you think this? Do I need to be here? Because it was 3 hours at that stage. Do I need to be here?
Oh my God.
Can you patch me up with a plaster or something? That's what I said. I was being a bit weird. Mm. And he went away and said, you're going to need that suture and you probably need a tetanus. Anyway, when the doctor was doing the 4 stitches, he shouted down, so what did you need? A plaster, huh? And started laughing at me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he laughed at me, yeah. Oh, was a plaster you need? I think you should be a doctor. He was messing. I think, anyway.
Nothing like a smart doctor, right?
Yeah, I was a nurse.
Mind you, the final part of this humiliation for Mike as well, other than the fact that he embarrassingly slashed himself while doing his recycling, was the fact that when he had to shower, right, now has to do it like a dog having a whiz.
Yeah, he can't get his leg wet. He has to do it on one leg.
I have to keep them dry for a week.
I love that.
So he now stands in the shower with one leg sticking out of the shower.
Well, they gave me 2 options. They told me I could wrap it in cling film, like some sort of packed lunch.
Right.
Or stick my leg out of the shower. I've gone with the stick my leg out of the shower. So my left leg, lads, is going to be a little bit stinky for a week.
Let me just tell you. Brilliant. That's just what we need, is a smelly person around here.
to add to the other smelly person. PJ.
Get out! Oh, that's outrageous!
I'm joking.
Right. So
outrageous.
So you made it.
I made it,
I'll tell you something.
I made it.
So there's the lesson, people of Ireland.
Well,
you know
in
what
solidarity
I mean?
With Mike and a smelly leg, I'm not going to brush my teeth for 2 weeks as well.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See KES.ie.
Yeah, another good week on the Breakfast Table Quiz where you can pick up prizes just for playing. If you were to score absolutely nothing, you'd still win a prize if you can get on and play with us this week. It's all with thanks to Leopardstown Racecourse because the Dublin Racing Festival is happening on the 1st and 2nd of February in Leopardstown Racecourse. More than racing, more than a festival. Well worth checking out. 8 Grade 1 races over the 2 days. Over €2 million in prize money up for grabs. And they've got bucket loads of entertainment going along. The likes of Aslan and George Murphy headlining the entertainment. There's all sorts of racing tipster panels, cultural exhibitions, DJ sets, live music. And of course the world-class national hunt racing as well. You can even see the rugby. If you go along, you can see they're going to screen the Six Nations.
Sure, look, it's mad. You get the whole lot. You get absolutely everything in it. Everyone a winner every single day. And that end of week prize is like you heard just there. It is knockout, so it is.
Fantastic. Yeah, so just for playing, you'll get the Dublin Bundle. That's 4 people on the Sunday, the 2nd. Admission, food voucher, tote betting voucher and race card all included.
Now, Tracy Carroll is going to be the player, the first player of the week. How are you, Tracy?
Morning, PJ.
Morning, Tracy.
How are you, Tracy?
How was your weekend, Tracy?
Brilliant. Nice and quiet.
All right,
that's the way to have them, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially in the middle of January.
Oh.
Yeah, and the weekend goes too quick.
Well, it certainly
I'm with
does,
you on that.
Although sometimes, I don't know, sometimes, like, this weekend now I felt was one of those, would you ever just...
You're weird.
No,
you're
weird. I do a 3-day weekend. I don't work Friday, so I'm off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and
it
still goes too quick.
Oh, my God.
And it's still too quick.
I've lost all sympathy for you, Tracy. All sympathy is gone.
Listen, it doesn't matter anyway, Tracy, because the good news for you is you're a winner already. So that Dublin bundle
for four
is yours. So you're going to be able to, 4 of you will be able to head off to Leopardstown on the Sunday, 2nd of Feb. It's going to be a cracking day if you enjoy that. Now, the question is, can we upgrade you to this big Molly Malone banquet?
We'll give it a go.
We'll give it a go, definitely.
Right, 60 seconds, Tracy. Very best of luck. Here we go.
The alcoholic drink sake comes from what country?
Turkey.
Japan. What C is the name given to a combination of 3 or more notes played together?
Pass.
A chord. What country is Paddington Bear from?
Australia.
It's Peru. Flopsy, Mopsy and Cottontail were created by what children's author?
Pass.
Beatrix Potter, who presented the 80s and 90s game show Play Your Cards Right?
Ruth Forsyth.
In what US state is Malibu Beach?
Miami.
California, what is the surname of the character Ross from Friends?
Chandler.
Geller, in what Irish county is the International Rose of Tralee held?
Kerry.
The Shih Tzu is a breed of what animal from coming from China?
Dog.
In what country is Copacabana Beach?
Brazil.
Yeah, in what sport could you be 30, love?
Tennis.
Who did Mel Gibson play in the movie Braveheart?
Oh, William Wallace.
In what sport was Hulk Hogan known?
Wrestling.
What A describes money due but unpaid?
What
A describes money due but unpaid?
I don't know.
Arrears. Money in arrears.
Okay.
You actually took off halfway through.
Yeah, you got a bit of a run on. You got a bit of a run on towards the end.
You were like a football team there. You after half time you were flying.
Anyway, so what did you end up with? Let's have a look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the end, which is not too bad.
I got 8 the last time. I was trying to beat you last.
Oh, you were on before.
Well done. Jabers,
did you look at you?
I was on before a long time ago.
Yeah, when you were doing, well, if you only had a decent first half there, no one would have caught you during the week.
There was a few tough ones in the first half,
there was.
Listen, Tracy, 7 is not a bad score, and sure, the good news is you're walking away with the Dublin bundle anyway.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Not at all, Tracy. Have a good day. Cheers.
Okay, see you, Tracy. Good luck.
Bye-bye now. More Guaranteed Irish. Fergal Sharkey, a good heart here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 22 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Speaking of Guaranteed Irish... yes, the great Irishman that was honoured there over the
year. Oh, you're on the wind-up. I love when Jim's on the wind-up. I do. I love it when you do what basically I'm always trying to do. Yeah, the great Irishman he's talking about, brace yourselves if you're beyond the M50 people, is Jim Gavin.
Yeah.
He was given the Freedom of Dublin yesterday, of course, in the Mansion House. Lord Mayor was there. He got a longbow. Did you see the big longbow he got presented?
I saw the picture of it. So, this is the part that I'm curious about, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference between being given, say, the keys of the city, even though it's symbolic or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And the freedom of the city, or are they the same thing? Like, what?
Well, he was given the freedom of the city, yeah. That's what the honour was the freedom of the city.
Right.
Yeah.
And he got a longbow.
Yeah.
So, does he get to graze a sheep in Stephen's Green now?
Well, yeah, well, that's technically true, but right. They gave him the longbow because this is something I never knew about before. So he was presented with the longbow. He got a big, long sort of actual
bow.
Sort of bow. But he got one that in like a frame, like a sort of a symbolic longbow, I suppose you might call it. Crafted by a fella called Jack Pinson. He's a master bowyer. There's a word I never knew before, a bowyer.
Ooh.
He's a master bowyer in the craft of guild and traditional bowyers and fletchers. I'd say they have some mad Friday nights.
Fletchers?
Yeah, the bowyers and fletchers, yeah.
What do fletchers do?
I don't know. God only knows. Make the arrows, maybe, is it?
I'm going to have to
maybe
look that up.
Maybe a fletcher makes an arrow. So this is the thing. The idea came out because with ancient tradition, it called for all freemen of Dublin City to possess a longbow and arrows. You had to have them because you may be called on to defend the city if it becomes under attack.
Right.
So this is a symbolic longbow they've given to Jim Gavin, so he may be called on at any time.
Yeah.
To defend the city with his bows and arrows.
For example, when Kerry are travelling up for an All-Ireland or something.
Kerry be all right. You know, like, you might get a couple of, what would you get? You get some heathen maniacs from Leitrim or something like that, you know. You know, like when they can run back to where they're from and no one could ever find them, that type of place. People like, you know, Mayo. You know the way they come up for an owl attack every so often, fail miserably and go back with their tail between their legs and a sack of El Burst footballs? Something like that, Jim, is what I'd be thinking.
Ah, right, okay, you know, I see where you're going.
Rather than great old counties like Kerry.
Would he have also have gotten keys to the city or whatever? Does everybody get everything?
Yeah, like, well, it's freedom of the city. I suppose it's a different thing. You'd get a key, some people would get a key. And it'd be a symbolic key to the city. Obviously, there's no doors or locks.
Right.
You know, you just get the bus into town, most people. Or the Lewis or whatever
it
is.
So who else do we know that had, like, famously Bob got it, didn't he, Bob Geldof?
Yeah, Bob got it. Well, did Nelson Mandela get it? I think Nelson Mandela got it.
What would they have been given? Did they get longbows as well?
I don't know. Bono got a sheep. He actually got little lamb.
Did Jack Charlton get it? What did he get?
I don't know. You see, I don't know. Maybe it was a key or whatever. I don't really know.
I wonder how they decide.
I suppose it's whoever's the Lord Mayor, and they ask the local artists and everything, and they come up, they have a committee, sure, there'll be a committee.
Right.
And they all sit around and be doing the whole, now I was thinking on giving him a golden fleece jacket. And I'm like, Jim Gavin, you're going to put Jim Gavin in a golden fleece jacket. You think he's going to wear that? It's not going to happen. You know, well, what about a top hat shaped into the shape of Dublin Castle? And no. That's ridiculous. It's Jim Gavin.
Let's give him a longbow.
So give him a longbow and a frame.
And
we'll ask him if he won't want to take a picture of the big one.
If everybody gets... Like, is it that? You just make it up, you just decide. Or is there not a traditional kind of thing that you must be given?
I don't think so. You must be given, I think, you know, your scroll or whatever. I was going to say your laminate, whatever. There's a proper word for it. But you must be given that, your certificate as such.
Right.
That you're, and then anything after that, I think, is purely symbolic and up to whatever.
Keys and inflatable sheep and all that.
Imagine giving it. That's if I ever won it, that's what I'd want. I'm never going to win it. I've never done anything to warrant it. But if I ever do get it, if you're out there, future Lord Mayor of Dublin, I want an inflatable sheep. To signify, you know.
That's it. You can graze your inflatable sheep. Yeah,
it shows that I'm not only respecting the history of the tradition, but I'm also full of old hot hair and completely nonsense. And I think there's no better way.